time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. I said, think of two classic music artists with multiple top 40 hits. Their first names are near synonyms, and their last names are both game pieces. Who are they? And they are Chubby Checker and Fats Domino.
Well, a lot of people got this. There were more than 2,800 correct entries. And this week's winner is John Barnacle of Eagan, Minnesota. Congratulations, John.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer? Did it come to you right away?
It did. We'll preface it by saying it might be an easy puzzle. And by the time he had finished reading it, Chubby Checker popped into my head. And a few seconds later, Fats Domino completed the set.
That makes sense. And did you ever listen to their music?
I'm familiar with it. They're a little bit before my time, but not too much.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've played sporadically. My wife and I have listened since the puzzle began in the late 80s. So it's a thrill to be on with you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have you here. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, for many years, I was a writer and editor for a federal agency called GSA, and I was fortunate enough to retire before the recent chaos. So now I have more time to read books and plan vacation trips to major league ballparks or national parks.
Oh, that's awesome. So I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready. Thanks.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, John and Aisha, I'm afraid I have to apologize. Today's puzzle is geographical, which I know is not your favorite subject.
No, it's not my strong suit.
Every answer today is the name of a country. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, name a country that has exactly the same consonants in the same order, but with different vowels. For example, if I said remain, R-E-M-A-I-N, you might say Romania, because remain has the consonants R-M-N, and those are the same consonants in Romania in the same order. All the other letters are vowels. You might also have said Armenia, by the way, which is also R-M-N. Here's your first one, combed, C-O-M-B-E-D.
Cambodia.
Cambodia is it. Good job. Furnace, F-U-R-N-A-C-E.
France.
That's it. Arouses, A-R-O-U-S-E-S. So you're looking
for... Aisha, anything you want to throw in?
You're looking
for... Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking at here. Okay, so Russia? Russia?
Russia is it. Good job, Aisha.
Oh.
Try this one. U.S. Open. So you need S-P and N.
Spain, sorry.
Spain is it. Al Gore, A-L-G-O-R-E.
Algeria?
Nice. Mangle, M-A-N-G-L-E.
Mongolia?
Nice. Single, S-I-N-G-L-E.
Senegal?
Oh, you got it. Climb, C-L-I-M-B.
Colombia?
That's it. Rewind, R-E-W-I-N-D.
Rwanda?
Excellent. Cloned, C-L-O-N-E-D. You have to put a letter, a vowel before the C.
Iceland.
Iceland, is it? And here's your last one, origination, O-R-I-G-I-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Not Argentina, is it?
Argentina, that's it. Bravo.
Great job. How do you feel?
Glad to be done and thrilled to be here.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, what member station do you listen to?
Well, for news, we are members of Minnesota Public Radio. And for music, we are members of WFUV at Fordham University, my alma mater.
That's John Barnacle of Eagan, Minnesota. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks very much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Dennis Burnside of Lexington, Kentucky. Think of a famous singer and actress first and last names, two syllables each, the second syllable of the last name, followed by the first syllable of the first name, spells something that can be dangerous to run into. What is it? So again, famous singer and actress, first and last names, two syllables each, the second syllable of the last name, followed by the first syllable of the first name, spells something that can be dangerous to run into. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.